There was a church once who was going green. They wanted to be great representatives of the Christian approach to ecology. So in the bathrooms, they installed electric blowers so they wouldn't have to waste paper. And unfortunately, as it often happens, some of the teenagers played a joke and they put a little label on top of the blowers. They said, "For our pastor's previous sermon, please push this button." Hot air. Sometimes sermons, sometimes our words are not as important as what we do. Jesus' last sermon was on the cross without words. When you think about religion, what do you think about? Maybe you're a sociologist, you'll give a sociological explanation. Maybe you'll give an anthropological explanation. Religion is a system of symbols which acts to establish powerful, persuasive, and long-lasting models and motivations for people. Sounds like a mouthful. Sounds like it's lost all meanings in the very definition. But when you ask a young child, define family. What's a family? The younger the child is, they will point. Mama, tato, my brother, my sister, my aunt, my uncle, my babcia, my dido. They point at people as definitions of what a family is. And that's why today, when we celebrate the Holy Cross, the church points to Jesus on the cross and says, this is religion. It's a person. It's the relationship we have with both our Creator, our Savior, and one another. The entire Bible, Jesus told us, are love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Everything else is decoration and explanation and encouragement for those two basic principles that are interpersonal. I had a friend who always said, I love humanity. It's human beings I can't live with. And so we say these things to remind ourselves that it is for that very reason why the cross is sometimes difficult and why it's so important. The very last sermon that Jesus preached, if I had to put it into words, this is what I would do. Jesus says, I refuse to hate you even if you hate me. Even if you hate each other, I refuse to hate you. Even if you despise your very life, I refuse to hate. I have lived for you, died for you, and now I will rise for you. On the cross, all his disciples but John ran away. All the people that he cured never showed up. Everyone, even the closest apostles, said, well, I guess he's not the Savior. Hamlet, in Shakespeare's trilogy, or rather Macbeth, says, life is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. There is a tendency in philosophy in this world to say life has no meaning. And on the cross, the Savior, by his silence, says there is the most meaning when life is at its weakest. When you are forced to face hatred, misunderstanding, manipulation, those are your crosses. Will you respond with hatred, revenge, and more evil in this world? Is that what is missing? Or will you be like the Savior and carry that cross and say, with me, there is no future for sin. There is a future for reconciliation, for healing, for forgiveness, because I refuse to be part of this pandemic that says if we kill the patient, we will cure him. Because that is what evil often says. If I kill my neighbor with hatred, refusal to forgiveness, I'll show him. That's the future of humanity. The cross says, when things appear to be the weakest, when you appear to be the weakest, and you refuse hatred, you refuse revenge, you are giving life to yourself and to the world. Because the cross is about facing evil in the face and saying, I control my life and will never be manipulated by hatred or evil. I choose. I don't react. Slava Iisusu Hristu!